I am acquainted with the views of the legislature in this particular matter of equal suffrage for women, and I am able to say that we have arrived at a decision that the time has come when the change for which you ask in your appeal should be made. I know of the long battle which has been carried on. There has been an agitation for a considerable time past. It is not a simple matter or a thing to be lightly undertaken, the thing to which I commit the legislature in this province this morning. Government is a serious business. I have no doubt in the world that today or tomorrow there will be many women who throw up their hands and think the fight is won. The time for sacrifice in this fight is now come. If you keep in mind the supreme importance of the step you ask and the responsibility you are now undertaking, I am inclined to think, instead of any lightheartedness you will feel, it is the time for serious consideration of these responsibilities. Something has been said about Manitoba and the part our sister province has played in regard to votes for the women. Well, I have no single atom of jealousy. We in Saskatchewan have blazed the trail for the past 10 years, and I am quite willing that Manitoba should once in a while bear a little part of the work. I shall not be surprised if the women of Saskatchewan have the opportunity of going to the polls before their sisters in Manitoba. Our general election comes before the end of 1917. We are likely to go to the polls before the people of Manitoba. You have been helping to build up the edifice we are creating in the province. It has been our privilege to live here and take part in this work. What I commit this government to do before the close of this session, change our franchise law to make it an equal right and privilege and responsibility for every adult in this province on the same terms, will have its effect in Canada and will likely have a more far-reaching effect than that.